91X News.
It's minus 1 degree and cloudy. I'm Jose DeBarros with 91X News. Closing arguments in the Shafia family murder trial were delayed for several hours after the courthouse in Kingston, Ontario was evacuated this morning. Not much is being revealed about the incident, but a source says there was a bomb threat. The final summation from the Crown is to resume this afternoon under heavier security. A Montreal couple and their son are accused of murdering the couple's three daughters and one of the father's wives in a so-called honor killing. Some residents might have been left blowing in the wind, but an online discussion cleared the air for some who had lingering questions. Trish Allison has more.
Last night, citizens in Prince Edward County were given an opportunity to debate and discuss the controversial wind energy project planned for Ostrander Point. The online discussion hosted more than 200 site visitors who proposed numerous questions on a variety of issues. Many questions were addressed to panelists, including Prince Edward County Mayor Peter Mertens. Mertens firmly opposes the project, but says last night's discussion was a success.
It seemed to draw quite a number of participants, as these discussions typically do, or the issue typically does. So I think in that regard, it worked quite well.
The event was the brainchild of Prince Edward County resident Nicole Klinstuber. The third-year advanced journalism student has had an interest in the issue for a couple of years. She says she's happy with how the event turned out.
It was nice to see the community connect with the panelists. I know there was a lot of outstanding questions and concerns that the community had.
Even though some of the issues were addressed, the debate on wind energy continues. Trish Allison, 91X News.
Prime Minister Stephen Harper says the federal government is poised to make sure that Canada's energy industry is not impeded. In a major speech to global movers and shakers at the World Economic Forum in Switzerland, he alluded to the blockage of the Keystone XL pipeline deal with the United States.
We will make it a national priority to ensure we have the capacity to export our energy products beyond the United States and specifically to Asia. In this regard, we will soon take action to ensure that major energy and mining projects are not subject to unnecessary regulatory delays.
Harper also says in the months to come, his government will undertake major transformations to position Canada for growth over the next generation. The dollar could be headed for its first close above parity with the U.S. buck for the first time since the end of October. The loonie has gone as high as just below 101 cents American. The new strength comes after the U.S. Fed announced it could keep interest rates near zero until late 2014, in a sign that the American economy needs considerable support. That's 91X News to 203. Here's Renee Rogers with sports.
Good afternoon, I'm Renee Rogers with 91X Sports. In local hockey, the Belleville Bulls travel to face the Niagara Ice Dogs tonight at 7 o'clock. It's a big night for Bulls captain Luke Judson, who will pass Mark Rancourt for the 10th all-time on the Bulls game playlist. In Empire B, the Picton Pirates will try to defend their place at the top of the Division A standings when they host the second-place Campbellford Rebels tonight. The Pirates have lost the last four games they've played against the Rebels, but Pirates coach Ryan Woodward says the team is confident going into tonight's game.
Oh, we're feeling really good. We've had a light schedule, so that means we've had a lot of time for extra practice and preparation. We're kind of down the stretch run here with five games left in a regular season. So we're kind of just focusing in on one game at a time and trying to build some momentum and playing the game the right way.
The action starts at 7:30 at the Prince Edward Community Center. There are no games on the NHL schedule tonight. In the Aussie Open, Victoria Azarenka is into her first Grand Slam final. She defeated defending champion Kim Clijsters in a semifinal to move on. Azarenka says she must take care of business before going into the final, despite her elation over beating Clijsters.
I have my mind still in the tournament. You know, today was not the end. And I have one more match to go, and I have to stay humble and stay focused, so that's it.
She'll face Maria Sharapova, who outslugged Petra Kvitova on the other semifinal. That's sports. Here's Jose DeBarros with 91X Weather.
Today, cloudy and snow beginning this afternoon and a high of plus one. Tonight, snow changing to rain this evening, rainfall amount of 10 to 20 millimeters, and temperature rising to plus three by morning. On Friday, rain ending early in the afternoon, then cloudy with 60% chance of flurries. Rainfall total amount of 5 to 10 millimeters, and temperature falling to zero in the afternoon. It's minus 1 degree. I'm Jose DeBarros with Renee Rogers. 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm. News is next at 3 o'clock.